Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Healthcare reform and cap and trade seem to be the only issues in the spotlight here in this town. Maybe that's appropriate. It looks like the legislation now on the table would cost a lot of money, maybe $1 trillion or more. Let's take a look at healthcare reform. President Obama says, and I'm quoting, here's what reform will mean for you. It will mean lower costs, more choices, and coverage you can count on. Health insurance will save you and your family money. Well, that really sounds good, so why not just do it right now? But wait a minute. Here's what the head of the Congressional Budget Office, Douglas Elmendorf, has to say, and I quote, we do not see the sort of fundamental change in the House bill that would be necessary to reduce federal health spending. The bill will push health care costs up. Well, who are we to believe? They can't both be right. And I choose to believe the Congressional Budget Office. They are nonpartisan, not Republican, not Democratic. I believe we do need health care reform to include expanding the coverage of many that don't have insurance, and we must get control of the rising costs. It's not surprising that our health care costs more than it should. When you go into the doctor's office for whatever, upon departure, you copay $10. Big deal. If that's all it costs, you go in for every little thing. A hangnail, a stomachache, blisters, sore arm. It only costs $10. The system encourages overuse of medical care as long as someone else is paying the bill. And also, driving up health care costs, your doctor has reason to prescribe all kinds of additional costly tests and procedures. Because if he doesn't prescribe all conceivable additional tests, he runs a risk of being sued in case some serious health problem develops. In addition, the doctor, for his added personal protection, must carry liability insurance costing him as much as $100,000 or more. The health care bill in the House does not provide the right reform. It refuses to address the obvious costs that I've described. Any legislation as important as this should be bipartisan. This is not the time to play politics. We should take the time to get it right. We're talking about the health of our citizens and the solvency of our economy. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye.